Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. Today, Brent will continue with a series title called 7 Truths About Fruitfulness.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to this week's episode of the Mustard Seed Leadership Podcast. We are doing a series called The Fruitful Leader. We're on part 6 out of 7, looking at truths about fruitfulness and how we can grow and understand fruitfulness so that we can glorify God, we can walk in greater fruitfulness for the King and for the Kingdom. We've looked at a whole bunch of truths so far. For example, we've looked at, remember, God is the God of fruitfulness. He's the source. We looked at the fact that God commands fruitfulness, which is why we should be saying, yes, Lord. Here am I, Lord. Use my life for your fruitfulness. We've looked at the fact that fruitfulness is not season dependent, but it's presence of God dependent. That means we can't blame. We always want to blame something, the economy, blame this or that, why we're not fruitful. No, no. In the kingdom of God, Jesus expects every season to be a fruitful season. We looked at how fruitfulness glorifies God. Are you reflecting glory or are you absorbing? Because that could be the key that unlocks greater fruitfulness. And last week, we looked at how Satan fears a fruitful church. With increased glory comes increased opposition. Now, I want to dive into number 6 because Satan's strategy, remember, he wants to stop fruitfulness. The Bible says that the thief comes to rob, kill, destroy. And Satan's strategy, if he can't kill you and destroy you, he's going to try and destroy the fruitfulness in your life. And Satan's strategy, his primary strategy, I'm convinced of this, to destroy fruitfulness in your life is the little word busyness. Busyness destroys fruitfulness. Let's have a look. In Exodus 5, 8 to 9, remember, this is Pharaoh's strategy, a picture there of Satan and his kingdom's rulership. Pharaoh said, but require them to make the same number of bricks as before. Don't reduce the quota. They are lazy. That's why they're crying out, let us go and sacrifice to our God. Make the word work harder for the people so that they keep working and pay no attention to lies. The lies were what Moses was saying. God is speaking to the people. Let my people go so that they can worship, so they can devote themselves to God. Pharaoh is saying lies make them work harder so they can't focus on what God is saying. And in all honesty, nothing's changed. Most people, when you meet them right around the world, how are you? Busy, busy, busy. Everyone's busy. Everything's busy. And almost everywhere you go, people seem to complain about the same thing, how busy they are. And I think it's just Satan's same strategy that he used on the Israelites, he's using on people, God's people right around the world. Make people so busy that they don't give attention to their real purpose and the promises of God. Instead of living lives of worship to God, they end up living lives of quiet desperation, just trying to keep their head above water. So I want to ask you, are you excessively busy? What could some symptoms be? Maybe you'll recognize one of them in your life. For example, no time for God, no time for prayer, no time for the word. If that's you, that's not God's will for your life. You are too busy. I want you to recognize it. You're falling for Satan's ploy. Number 2, never able to switch off. Your mind is always active, always thinking about work. Your phone is always in your hand. You just have lost the ability to switch off. Over busy. Number 3, you become short with people, especially those people who are closest to you, who you should love the most. You know, Jesus was amazing. In 3 years, Jesus accomplished so much. He was so fruitful. And yes, it looked like busyness because he was always on the go. Yet, here was the thing. He was never, people interrupted him, but he was never short with people. He always had time for people. His interruptions turned into ministry moments. If you become short with people, that's a symptom that you've become too busy. And then fourthly, your health is suffering. You are now, could be stress levels too high, depression, overweight, unfit. You've just lost control of your body and physically because you're just too busy. Busyness is counterfeit fruitfulness. Remember, everything God makes, Satan tries to counterfeit. Now, either busy or you are fruitful. But the reality is we can't be both. It makes you think, makes you think you're being fruitful, but you're not. Fruitfulness comes from God. And remember, fruitfulness is when a little mustard seed produces a huge tree, is when little seeds produce a great harvest. That's fruitfulness. Busyness is the other way around. It's almost like big trees produce tiny amount of mustard seed harvest. In other words, fruitfulness, little effort produces big result. Busyness, lots of effort produces little result. Busyness believes that more effort equals more fruit. Fruitfulness believes the right effort equals more fruit. And so I want to ask you, in your thinking right now, are you thinking fruitful or are you still thinking busy? All busyness does is drive the flesh harder. And that's what I was just saying. Satan wants to rob, kill, destroy, and busyness robs people of their time with their family, their time with God. Busyness kills people through stress and burnout. Busyness destroys families and the call of God in people's lives. Busyness actually, and this for me was a huge thing, busyness actually reveals that there's a different master at work in your life. When you are fruitful, He's the Lord, the God of fruitfulness. If you're busy, actually, who really is your Lord and Master? Let me give you a horrible example. I find one of the reasons I get too busy is my insecurity. My fallen nature is to be a people pleaser. I like people to like me, and so I want to do things which I know will make them like me, which normally means saying yes to everything people ask me instead of no, because if I say no, then they might not like me. So now my schedule is full because I'm saying yes to everyone, to everything they want. Who's my real master? Can I say Jesus is the Lord of my schedule? No, it's my insecurity that has become the Lord of my schedule, which has led to busyness. Does that make sense? So in other words, busyness actually points to a different master at work. What are some other examples? The wrong motives. You might just be after wealth. You might be greedy. And so you're busy, busy, busy. Why? Because you're actually chasing money still. You see money as your savior. Money as the one that supports you. What about laziness? How can laziness lead to busyness? Well, actually, you might be a procrastinator. So when you should be doing the right thing, you're not. You're actually being lazy then. So then when deadlines come, now you're running around like a chicken without a head, doing all the things you should have done back there that you didn't. And actually, it's laziness that's caught up to you, which now makes you excessively busy. Sometimes it's fear. And some people are just too afraid to stand up to others encroaching their boundaries. For example, your boss at work, he might be pushing all the boundaries because he wants more and more out of you. And because you're a nice guy, you just say yes, 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 yes. And your boundaries are being pushed back. Your family time is lost. Your time with God is lost because you haven't had the courage to respectfully stand up to your boss and say enough is enough. And sometimes it's that fear that actually pushes us back. And instead of standing up and resisting, we give in, our boundaries are squashed, and we end up way too busy. Beware of Satan's schemes against fruitfulness in your life. He wants to get you busy so that you don't focus on what God is saying. So here's a moment to reflect. Couple of questions. Number one, take a moment of honest reflection. Are you being fruitful or are you just busy? Honestly, do some reflection on that. Number two, do you recognize any of the symptoms of excessive busyness in your life? And then number three, what might be at the root of your excessive busyness? Is there another master who's trying to call the shots? I hope that helps. God has called us to fruitfulness. We want to glorify Him through fruitfulness. And so let's keep on learning these truths and walking in them in Jesus' name. Hope that helps. See you for part seven next week. So until then, God bless and bye for now.
Thank you for listening to this week's episode. If you would like the notes for this week or any past episodes, feel free to visit our website at outlookchurch.co.za/mustardseedleadership. See you next week.